Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 76. I would travel down to hell and wrestle a film away from the devil if it was necessary. Werner Herzog.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, my indie film hustlers, to a very special episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's episode is sponsored by VideoBlocks. Now, VideoBlocks is a subscription-based stock media company that has unlimited amount of stock footage that you can download, and it is super affordable. I use this on all of my projects. It is my go-to place for stock footage. They have over 115,000 HD video clips, After Effects templates, motion graphic backgrounds, and cinegraphs. And on average, most people spend about $1 per download over the course of the year. It has the same amount of content and same kind of footage that is available on other more expensive platforms. And the best thing about it is that it's 100% royalty free. Even if you cancel your subscription, you have unrestricted usage of it for your personal or commercial projects. That means films, commercials, anything you want to use it for. And you keep the download and maintain all usage rights forever. So it's completely unrestricted, guys. So if you want to get a Indie Film Hustle discount, head over to videoblocks.com/podcast, and you can get an entire year for $99. That is an insane value, guys. So definitely check it out. Well, my indie film hustlers, this is a special episode. It's an episode I've been wanting to talk about for quite some time, and I'm going to be brutally honest in this episode. I'm probably more honest than I've ever been in any of my podcasts. Hard to believe, I know, because I'm fairly honest with all my podcasts, but I'm a guy who's been in this business for over 20 years now. And my dream has always been to direct a feature film, to direct feature films, to make a living directing feature films. Now, I do direct commercials. I do direct music videos. And, you know, I do my post-production through NumRobot and all that good stuff. And I'm always around the business. And obviously, I do a lot with Indie Film Hustle now to help you guys out. But, you know, at the end of the day, what got me up in the morning and what gets me up in the morning is the dream of shooting a feature film and making, expressing myself as an artist, expressing myself as a director. And I've been chasing that specific dream for over 20 years. And since, ever since I was 18 years old, or actually 17 or 16, something like that, and I looked around my room and I had over 3,000 VHS tapes on it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be a director. And from that moment on, I've been chasing the dream of directing feature films ever since. And the technology has changed over time. Attitudes have changed. You know, a lot of different things have changed from the moment that I started that dream to now. And I know that I'm not the only one. Everybody listening to this podcast, I would imagine, has the same dream. They want to direct. They want to express themselves as an artist. And it's so hard to find the path to take to get to that dream, because it's not like a doctor. It's not like a lawyer that you go, you do the course. You're like, hey, if I know right now that if there was a school somewhere that said, hey, if you pay us X amount of dollars, you're going to be in school for 7 years, you're going to learn from the masters. When you get out, you're guaranteed a job making this kind of movie or this kind of TV show, or you're going to do, and you're guaranteed right off the bat, like a doctor is, you know, you go through residency and so on. There is nothing like that for our business. And because of that, everyone's always lost trying to figure out which path to go. And the biggest trap that I fell into is that you need this certain camera to shoot your movie, or this actor. If this thing isn't in place, I can't move forward. Or if I don't have this kind of distribution, or if I don't have this kind of budget, I can't make a movie. It's all absolute bullshit. You have the power right now to go and tell your story. Go and make your movie. And you should have no one tell you that there are rules in this game, in this filmmaking journey. There are no rules. You've got to do it yourself. And that was the biggest falsehood I fell into. And only within the last year did I start figuring it out, doing Indie Film Hustle, that it is BS. It is bullshit. And I don't want anyone listening to this podcast to fall for this trap. And then you study all of these people who've made it. So I've studied everybody. I mean, I really have gone after every kind of model. I've gone after creating the short film, the big visual effects short film to get attention, to see if I can get a feature made. Down that path, I went another short film to which had a script ready, that had a full business plan ready to make that movie. Didn't go through. And I know I'm not alone. I know all you guys have. I mean, there's 1,000 stories in the Naked City, as they say, about filmmakers, you know, being attached to projects and so on. And I'm no different than any of you guys in that sense. But, you know, I've studied so many different roads and so many different paths of other filmmakers. Like, you know, at first I was studying Spielberg's path and, you know, and Scorsese's path and Coppola's path. And, you know, you start figuring out, you know, then came the next generation, which would be the Robert Rodriguez's, the Kevin Smith's, the Spike Lee's, Richard Linklater, all these guys, and you're just like, what did they do? How did they get in? And boom, boom, boom. And you just start trying to figure out the game. And unfortunately for me, I got caught up in that for many years, if not decades, at this point in the game, trying to figure out what the game is, what's the in, what's the secret sauce to get in, to open that door to get funding for your movie, or just to be able to get your dream up on the screen for you to be able to do what you want to do in life. And that was the mistake I made. I kept following all these people, you know, very closely, studying their techniques, what they did, not as much their filmmaking techniques, but more their path in the business, trying to break in, you know. And a lot of times I got stuck on, you know, that the Robert Rodriguez story, the mythological Robert Rodriguez story. They made a $7,000 action movie, you know, and got a, you know, got an agent, and he went on to do studio movies, and now he is who he is. But that story is from 1992. You know, that doesn't exist now. Steven Spielberg's story is from the 70s. It doesn't exist now. You know, Tarantino's story is from the 90s. It doesn't exist now. Same thing with Kevin Smith. Like, you know, these guys coming up now would be, it'd be different. Technology has changed. Attitudes have changed. Everything's changed. The landscape has changed and changing almost daily in regards to how people are making an in in the business. So again, my dream has always been to direct. So I decided to, instead of looking at other people's paths, I finally, this year, decided to start looking at my own and start creating my own. And of course, take little bits of information from other people, but stop waiting for other people to give me permission to make a movie. And I decided to make my own movie and blaze my own path. The path that is distinct to me and my resources and my story and my abilities. And, you know, because I'll never be Francis Ford Coppola, who's going to UCLA film school when film schools are just starting out and barely any competition out there. And he shows up and he starts directing studio movies because that was the way it was. Not that he's obviously one of the greatest directors of all time, but that's his story. That's how he got in. You know, James Cameron's story and so many other people's stories, you know, they all have their path. They all have their way. You know, I mean, James Cameron made a little short film that a bunch of dentists financed back in the day. I'm going to put that up later on the blog. I have a whole post on that short film. But like, that's his path. That's the journey that he went on. And to stop trying to simulate other people's journey and start creating my own. And unfortunately, it's taken me a long time to learn that lesson. If you get one thing from this podcast, it's that you need to blaze your own trail. Be yourself. Don't try. And that's where I think so many of us fail as filmmakers. We keep trying to be other people. We try to be other artists. We try to go down other paths. And don't get me wrong, some of those paths are doable. You can do it. It can work. But I feel, at least in my soul, that if you blaze your own path and do you, you have much more success than if you try to be somebody else or go down a path that somebody else has already blazed, because that might just be well-worn and there's a gluttony of people on that path. The path that I'm going to take is alone. Nobody's on that path. Now, that might be a scary thing. That might be a ignorant and dumb thing for me to do. But at least I feel that it's the right thing for me to do as an artist. And I suggest that all of you do something similar. Just do what you can. Blaze your path on what you want to do and how you want to do it. Now, take from other people's paths. Like, hopefully you guys are going to go on this journey with me and you're going to see how I do it. And maybe that will inspire you to do something on your own, on the way you can do it within the resources and the abilities that you have at the place you are in time right now in your careers, in your journey. One of the stories that I heard, and by the way, I learned this story specifically because I was providing service to you guys. I do a tremendous amount of research and look for stories, ideas, inspirations for all of you to move forward in your career. And while I was doing this research, I found this amazing film and story about how he made this film from one of our former guests on the show, Michael Polish, with his movie For Lovers Only, where he went. And if you haven't heard that episode, it's episode 69. Go to indiefilmhustle.com/069. It's an amazing, one of the best interviews I've ever done on the podcast. Really, really wonderful stuff. But that story of how he was able to just take his DSLR, go and shoot a movie with no money and release the movie. And again, he had access to a wonderful actress. He had relationships that he had. He had gear that he brought in, which was his DSLR. He had, you know, he had these resources at his disposal to make his movie. And that's all you can do. Now, whether you're Josh Wheaton, who made his little indie film called Much Ado About Nothing based on Shakespeare's play, he took what resources he had, which were, you know, more substantial than many of us. He has relationships with a ton of amazing actors, so he brought all of those actors in. They worked for barely anything, and he shot it at his house. You know, so to a certain extent, he's doing what we would do, but he's using what he has at his disposal. And you can't hate the man or hate anybody for doing what they have, you know, using the resources he has. It's your responsibility as a director, as a filmmaker, as an artist to use the resources, knowledge, and experience you have to tell your story. And that's what both Michael and Joss really kind of inspired me to do with the project that I am currently working on now. And the announcement that I wanted to talk about a little bit is the movie I'm going to make. I'm going to make a movie called This Is Meg. It is a comedy drama, and it stars Jilly Michelle Million, who is a stand-up comic who was on Mad TV, Reno 911, and a million other things that she's been on. And she's a really dear friend of mine and an insane talent, a talent that has not been allowed to shine, Jilly, not allowed to shine yet, not to her full extent. And that is what I wanted to do with this movie. We are putting together an insane cast of amazing actors, and we're going to make a movie. I'm going to shoot it myself. We're going to shoot it on the Blackmagic cinema camera. We're going to go through the entire process of this micro budget. And when I say micro, I'm talking about micro budget film. And, you know, after looking at the technology the way it is today, and what it really takes to make a movie and the resources I have at my disposal, I was like, you know what? I can go make a movie. And wouldn't it be awesome if I can make this movie and take the tribe along with me to see the entire process of how I make this movie, warts and all, you know, ups and downs, so on and so forth. And I'm like, I would kill for that. Like, I would kill to watch another filmmaker go through the entire process, like literally, and ask questions, not just look at it in a voyeuristic way. Set up a place where you can ask questions, see how it pertains to your own projects, and see if the path that I create is a path that can help other filmmakers succeed, which is, again, what I wanted to do with Indie Film Hustle. I wanted to help other filmmakers succeed in what they're trying to do. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up about this because I'm really passionate about what I am doing with not only this project, but with helping you guys. You know, I really, give me a second. I really want to help, and I really want other people to get to the place that they want to be. as a filmmaker, as an artist. You know, I could have focused on a million other topics, but the topic that I was put on this earth to talk about was film, about filmmaking. And that's what I love. And other people are business, other people are, you know, marketing, other people are a million other things. But for me, my core, my group of people that I want to help is storytellers, are filmmakers, are people who want to get their stories out there and succeed and survive and thrive, as I say, in the business and make a living doing this. So I wanted to create a project, and not only one, but multiple, but this is our first, and show people that you can go out and make a movie and sell a movie and make money with a movie and crowdfund to get a budget for the movie and go out there and be an artist and hopefully make money doing it and sustaining yourself as an artist and going out and doing it. And there's other people who've done this many ways, many different roads to the same path, whether it's being hired by a studio to do, you know, the next Marvel movie, or just a working filmmaker who makes a good living making his indie films or her indie films and just going about their daily business of being an artist and a filmmaker. And you know, look, I know a lot of you have gone down this path of looking at other filmmakers and seeing how they do. And my gosh, you should. You should learn from everybody else, see what other people are doing and go down that path. You know how many people have probably picked up an iPhone and said, I'm going to go make a movie on my iPhone because they saw Sean Baker do it and win Sundance with it, with Tangerine. You know, that's great. But is that going to be your specific path? I don't know. Maybe it's doing something else. Maybe it's doing a web series. Maybe it's doing a short, or maybe it's doing a feature or whatever that is. But all these paths that you're studying, all these people that you're studying that are ahead of you, or not ahead of you, but are at a different place in their journey, that on the filmmaking journey, they inspire. You know, how many filmmaking careers were inspired by Kurosawa, John Ford, Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, Stanley Kubrick, Werner Herzog, you know, and all of these amazing directors, you know, Robert Rodriguez. My generation, a lot of people I know, directors that are working in the business, I know that Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, Kevin Smith, Spike Lee, all those directors, all those guys inspire generations. They might have not gone down the same exact path as those directors, but inspire them to go on their own path or take a little bit from each of their story and blaze their own path. And that's what we're here to do. And that's what you should be doing, blazing your own path, not only as a filmmaker on the business side, but as an artist and listening to your voice, because we don't want another Stanley Kubrick. We don't want another Steven Spielberg. We want you. We want you as a filmmaker to express your point of view in whatever kind of story that is, whether that be a slasher horror movie, an action thriller, a comic book film, a documentary, a comedy, a drama, whatever. But it has to be your perspective. It has to be who you are. Your, as they say, your stank, your your secret sauce. You have to have your stank all over it. And I mean that in the most positive way possible. Because when you see a Stanley Kubrick movie, you see his stank everywhere. When you see a Spielberg or Scorsese movie, you see his stank everywhere. And that's your job as an artist, as a Picasso, as a Da Vinci. You have to put your secret sauce in whatever you do. So with all of this said, guys, I hope that you go on the journey with me. It's going to be going on over the next year, but it's going to come really quickly. We are going to start crowdfunding for this in about 3 weeks, give or take. We're going to be crowdfunding through seedandspark.com. So you can see the entire process of what I go through with Seed and Spark, how I do it, how they do their thing. A lot of people ask, why aren't you using Kickstarter or Indiegogo? I love Seed and Spark. I love what Emily Best and their entire team does for filmmakers. And I want to not only support them, but only on a selfish standpoint, they have a 78% success rate, which is almost double what Kickstarter and Indiegogo are. So we're going to be going after raising $15,000 for part of the production of the film. And we're going to see what we can get. And you're going to see a full crowdfunding campaign on how I do it, how we do the pitch video, how we do the whole layout of the pitch page, how we run our campaign for the 30 days that we're going to run it, what kind of things are we going to be doing, the incentives, the whole ball of wax. I am working right now with Seed and Spark to create a series, a crowdfunding podcast series, to give you even more detail and more in-depth stuff about the process, because I think crowdfunding is such a powerful thing, but there's so much noise like in every aspect of our business right now that you have to be really strategic and really good at what you're doing to even cut through. So I'm hoping that what we do will be successful, and you'll be able to see if we were successful or if we were not successful. And you'll see what we did right and you'll see what we did wrong, but that's part of the journey. Now, and also to help us make this movie, I'm creating the full access membership site on Indie Film Hustle, where you will have for a monthly fee, we're going to do a 3-month fee, a 6-month fee, a year long fee, which allows you to come in and be part of a very exclusive community inside of Indie Film Hustle. Now, this community, you will have access to a ton of tutorial videos, over 10 to 15 hours worth of tutorial videos on filmmaking from our courses, from Filmmaking Hacks, social media courses like Twitter Hacks, all and see different courses from the Film Festival Hacks and other places like that. So you can see a ton of content there all the time. And I'll be adding content to there all the time. I have courses coming up that I'm working on to add more value to the full access site. And in there, you will have access to me as well as to a Google Hangout we're going to be trying to do twice a month during the process of making This Is Meg. And that whole process, you'll be able to see where we're going, ask questions. We kind of all get together and ask questions and talk about the process and how it applies to your movie. So you're basically getting almost consulting on your movie through this process. It's really, really, I mean, I would have killed for something like this. I would kill for it now just to see how somebody else has gone through this path. And in today's world, in like right now, 2016's world. But the wonderful thing about full access is that it's going to continue to grow throughout the years. So as I continue to do movies, I'm going to continue to add content and content and content to this, where it becomes an amazing resource for people. And any of the money that goes into this will go into helping us make this movie. So we will have those in as part of the incentives of our crowdfunding campaign. So you'll get super crazy deals if you join us with a contribution on our crowdfunding campaign. You will have different accesses to and special things to full access as well. So I hope you guys are excited about this. If you want to be part of the full access membership site, you can always go to indiefilmhustle.com/full access. And you can sign up to be notified when it goes live. It hopefully will be going live in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I'm going to be creating content and getting everything up there, which is going to take time. And I want to make sure I launch it properly and make sure you guys have plenty of good stuff in there when it launches. It's going to be super crazy, super valuable, man. I really hope you guys get a lot out of it. Now, if you guys want to be part of the launch team for our crowdfunding campaign and run with us through this entire crowdfunding campaign, you'll learn everything that we do and how we're doing it. You'll have access to us and be able to talk to us, ask questions about the pet campaign. And as part of being a launch team, basically all you're going to be doing is, you know, when we need you to help tweet something out or talk to your specific audience or groups, get the word out on the campaign, how to do it with tools that we're going to give you, all this kind of cool stuff, and just really be our ambassadors, really help get the word out on the project in a really cool way and adding value to everybody you talk to. So if you want to be part of that launch team, head over to indiefilmhustle.com/launch team. That's indiefilmhustle.com/launch team. And it'll take you to a private Facebook group that we have set up just for this launch team. So thank you so much. I really hope to have you guys on that journey with me. So again, if you want more information about full access Indie Film Hustle, head over to indiefilmhustle.com/full access. And if you want to be part of the launch team for my new film, This Is Meg, head over to indiefilmhustle.com/launch team. I really hope that this process inspires as many of you as possible to go out and do what you want to do and follow your dreams. Be that storyteller, be that filmmaker, tell the stories you want to tell and make a living doing it, which is very, very important as an artist. So I hope this process inspires you. And to be honest, you know, it would be a scary proposition to be doing this alone, but I know I'm not alone. I've got the Indie Film Hustle tribe here with me on this project and moving forward, and I'm there for them and for you guys at all times. As much as I can give you, I can give you. And anything I find out, I'm going to pass along to you guys. Any secrets I learn along the way, you know me, I always put them out. So guys, please, as always, keep that hustle going. Keep your dream alive. And I'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast at IndieFilmHustle.com. That's IndieFilmHustle.com.